Kate Brakey says the photographs in her recent series titled Creatures of Light and Darkness are inspired by the creatures that she hears at night in the desert.
The desert is so much about listening to it.
They're up-close images of the coyotes, javelinas, bobcats, and owls, among others, all taken at night or during the twilight glow of dusk or dawn.
You never get to see anything that close when it's alive. And here, because we're spying on them, we're seeing them kind of going about their daily lives.
Brakey was born in Adelaide, Australia. She's best known for a body of work entitled Small Deaths, a series of hand-colored images of the remains of birds, small creatures, and plant life.
I'm sort of a painter-photographer, if you like. I actually hand-color photographs. That's what I've been doing for the last 30 years or so.
Brakey's recent series of images were taken near her home on the edge of the Tucson Mountains. She's at ease in this desert landscape. And these large prints of the desert creatures are an expression of her ongoing fascination with the natural world.
As a photographer, I actually didn't make these photographs. They sort of made themselves. They were made with what's called a wildlife camera, which I actually have here.
Kate's equipment for this project is a motion-sensing infrared camera that is readily available and often used for research projects and by hunters.
They have a bank of sensors and a set of batteries inside and a place where a chip goes in.
With it, she's captured thousands of images and selected specific ones based on their aesthetic qualities and unique perspective.
I like to say, I call it the spy camera because basically we are spying on, you know, the creatures that we live with but don't actually ever get to see this close up. And some of them are aware of the camera, and in fact they're looking at the camera because this camera actually is motion sensing and makes a tiny sound when it's taking a picture, and often it's enough of a sound that attracts their attention and they actually walk up to it, they walk towards it, and sometimes they knock it off the rock. Sometimes the bobcats urinate on it to mark their territory. But it's quite amazing that you get animals that actually are looking right at the camera and sometimes walking towards them.
The infrared photography used to create these images causes the animals' eyes to glow. If you've lived in the desert for any length of time, you can't help but find these images a bit unsettling. It's as if humans were never meant to look at these animals from such an intimate perspective.
These are printed digitally, obviously, on a nice archival watercolored paper, pigmented ink paper. They're mounted to make them flat, and then I just go back in with pencil and paint, really just push them out of being documentary photographs and into being sort of paintings or drawings, I guess, which is what I've been doing for so long I can't help myself.
Brakey says all her work is inspired by the natural world around her. And this series merges the desert environment she calls home with the animals she knows are out there, but rarely allow themselves to be seen.
All the howling and the singing and the screaming and it's just amazing. You realize just how much is out there that you don't see. And as I said, the desert comes to life at night.
Brakey says these images are part of an ongoing project, and she still gets a thrill from retrieving the memory card from the cameras.
Obviously, I'd like to have been there when the pictures were taken, but the fact that the animals are taking their own pictures is kind of quite a nice idea.
Creatures of Light and Darkness is on display at the Temple of Music and Art Gallery through April 2nd. You can see a video on Brakey's work on AZ Illustrated on PBS HD Channel 6. It airs this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.